brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking about the nature of human society on this planet. I want to get into what Stefan, author, researcher, what his views are on where society's going on its current path versus his ideas to reverse that trend and where he would take us, you know, if he was king. And obviously he's pretty much an anarchist, so he didn't want to be king. But, you know, king for today, what would he do? Stefan Molyneux is our guest. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. If you want to talk to Stefan or bring up any of the news items we've discussed today, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, open phones in this third and final hour today. Stefan, for stations that just joined us, gave a great analogy of what's happening in Greece, what's happening right now over in Ireland, and how it's now spreading out to Germany and England and the United States. You've got a bunch of people in AER, and you've got Greece and other nations like Ireland that are bleeding to death, and they don't fix the wounds. The system stays the same, but they take blood from the other countries that aren't bleeding as bad yet, and they're pumping it in to the countries that are bleeding out, but they're not fixing the wounds, so it's just pouring out. Now, the system knows that. Why, then, are they not even closing the wounds, changing the system? Because parasitic vampires, I mean, Stefan called them parasites earlier. That's what a mosquito is. It's a blood-sucking insect. These globalists are there in the hospital, bloated, fat, goblin-like creatures, literally sucking all the blood running down the channel rails into their mouths. So that's what's happening. What's your view on that, Stefan?
Well, I think that's right. An analogy that I've thought of that I think makes the most sense is, if you've ever seen the Indiana Jones films, in the very first one, he's in the treasure room, and all his gold and jewels and all of the riches of the ancient world. And he grabs what he needs, and then he sees a huge door begin to slide down slowly. And he grabs what he wants, and he runs out, and he rolls out, and he just reaches back to grab his hat before the door comes down. Well, it's been clear, really, since the 1960s, and certainly since the 1970s, since stagflation and going off the gold standard, or the remains of the gold standard, that the system is not going to last. And the system is so close to the end now that expecting rational, long-term, coherent behavior from the ruling class at the moment is not really very rational. And so what's happening is, because the system is shutting down, the system is reaching its end game, people are just trying to grab as much as humanly possible. Before, you know, like Indiana Jones, just grab as much as you can.
That's a great point. We see this in every society. As the ship burns, people are just grabbing goods and jumping off. There's an acceleration. It's kind of like exterminators talk about when you spray cockroaches with poison, they start mating, you know, trying to reproduce. There's like a wild party that goes on.
The Brinks truck explodes in the poor neighborhood, blowing $100 bills up into the sky. You don't expect people to just sit around and wonder about their retirement. They just run out like crazy, like a shark feeding frenzy, and grab whatever they can. And every policy that I've seen introduced over the past few years is just a massive cash grab that involves huge transfers of wealth from the private to the public sector. Some of it going to the dependent classes to continue to buy their allegiances, but most of it flowing upwards to the few farmers and the rulers. And if you really analyze what is going on, it is all about private public sector transfers or peaceful, violent sector transfer. And because the public sector is so dwarfing and engulfing and destroying, our government's always cancer. Cancer generally grows to destroy the host, and that's the same thing with government. You can very clearly see that it is overwhelming the body politic, that the number of public sector jobs that have been created over the past 10 years versus what have been created in the private sector is vastly greater in the public sector. The unfunded liability of the public sector pensions are staggering. I mean,
it's impossible to pay back. Stay there. Let's go through where you see this system going on the other side, and then ideas you've got to turn it around. We'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Stefan Molyneux is our guest. He's joining us from a hotel room in Phoenix, Arizona. He's going to be talking at the 2010 Freedom Summit there. We're going to have him back on in the next few weeks via video link when he's back home in Canada. And he joins us now. If you just tuned in, listeners, we've been talking about the fact that we live on a plantation, that we're seen as human resources. And I went over the fact earlier that the globalists have decided they don't need us anymore. They have said they want to dramatically cull the numbers of people. They don't want nations competing with each other anymore, you know, sub-ruling classes. They are forming one giant global corporate hive Borg controlling oligarchy that is eugenics-based, that wants to cut off our resources through a neo-feudalistic system. And the UN and their memorandums in the 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment, they call it modern feudalism. They say feudalism is better for the environment. So they are clearly trying to reinstate an even older form and more abusive form of tyranny. And, you know, the cycle of history shows that when you do have liberty, it produces incredible wealth, but then it grows a big, corrupt government. So talking to Stefan, again, we were getting into these impossible-to-pay-back debts from the domesticated population. Most of the money's been siphoned off to the ruling class. The banks are all making super record profits, consolidating power. But the howling welfare clash is now being forged into an army against the middle class. From your research, why does the ruling elite hate the middle class so much? Because clearly they do. It's their ancestral enemy.
Right, right. I think that's a great question. It's hard to say for sure because they don't exactly publish this stuff too openly. My guess would be that the parasite always hates the host because the host reminds the parasite that he's a parasite. So the fact that the ruling classes who are driven by, you know, egomania, grandiosity, narcissism, and a kind of madness, I mean, these people are going to be classified as insane in the future in the same way that we look at the Nazi eugenicists as insane. So they seem perfectly reasonable at the time to most people. And so the fact that there are free and productive and happy and voluntary people in the world reminds the ruling classes of what desperate sociopathic parasites they really are. And it just reminds them of that. And so I think that's one of the reasons that they hate them, because it pricks their vanity in the fact that they think that they rule the world, but they're actually dependent upon Joe Sixpack, who goes to work and produces something of value for a living rather than just
Well, I totally agree with you, assessing their psychology, reading their own writings, and I believe it's a delusion that they dream of not having a surround and having a high-tech robotic society that serves a tiny, you know, superior ruling class that so many of these people have written about, that's really their own self-hate. The fact that they hate the general population so much, the fact that they try to dumb the population down, and that's on record, shows their disdain for the host.
Yeah, and I think that they understand that deep down they're never going to achieve the kind of happiness and peace of mind and contentment and love and good relationships that free people have. They just, you know, the master secretly hates the slave dancing and singing and having a good time down at the end of the plantation because they're sort of stuck in their lonely house, and the masters need the slaves, but the slaves don't need the masters fundamentally. And so I think there is a lot of hatred and recognition that it is not a life well lived to prey upon your fellow man and to brutalize and manipulate and sell off their future and destroy the brains of their children through miseducation. That is not a life well lived. And I strongly believe in the endless power of the human conscience, and that we all know deep down whether what we're doing is right or wrong. And so deep down they know all of that, but they don't want to deal with it and change their lives, so they project all of that hatred onto other people. All of that self-hatred gets funneled out onto other people, and it's like a bird attacking a mirror, but thinking it's something else. It's a tragic, tragic state of mind. In a sense, we almost have to free the masters from themselves. I know that that sounds perhaps a bit over-compassionate, but they, in the long run, or at least their descendants, will be a lot happier. If we pry these leeches off the neck of humanity, they can actually grow their own two legs and stand on their own two feet.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, a painter produces paintings. A philosopher produces philosophy. The globalist, you know, cobbler makes shoes. The globalist engineers societies so that they can continue on with their basic predatory, parasitic power trip. But this is all coming to an end, and they've engineered it. They believe they're going to get total power out of it. But more and more of the indicators I see show that this is actually giving free humanity and those that do love true liberty a very good chance of routing these people. But as Ron Paul has said over and over again, as we come to this crisis point, people that do love liberty have to be more active than ever, because historically we tend to slip into even greater degradation after a system comes to an end. It's very rare that we go to new heights. So, A, briefly, where do you see it ending? What's your time frame? B, what are your ideas to not go over the edge of the cliff?
Yeah, I mean, about 5 years ago, I said 5 to 15 years, and I still stick by that. We're definitely entering the last few years of the existing system, and it could even be shorter than that. The reason that it's going to go towards freedom and liberty is the exact same reason that you and I are having this conversation. You and I only know each other because of the Internet, because we're not going to be guests on the mainstream media, at least not this mainstream media. And so the Internet is like the printing press, right? The printing press fragmented the unity of tyrannical Christendom from the Dark Ages. It threw new light, new interpretations, new reasoning, new evidence, new philosophies into the world. It resurrected the ancient Greek philosophers and spread them across Europe, which gave people a new path of thought, and it resurrected which led to the growth of the Industrial Revolution. The Internet is exactly like the Gutenberg press of the 14th and 15th centuries. It is spreading thought outside of owned and regulated and state-dominated channels. And so the information that is going out, it is much simpler to believe in peace than it is to convince yourself that violence, predation, and war are somehow good for humanity. We have the simplest message, the non-initiation of force, the respect for property rights. We have the simplest, most consistent, and clear message. We've been right all along. Ayn Rand was right. Aristotle and Socrates were right when they talked about the immorality and destructiveness of an immoral life. And so the fact that we have a clear message, a consistent message, a message that people can finally hear outside of state-sanctioned channels is irresistible, and it's going to turn the tide as long as we keep talking, as long as we keep communicating. So the system is going to come to an end, but there is a level of communication. We can now pass messages through the prison walls to each other. And we are not.
Well, there's going to be a big death throes. That's why they're moving worldwide to censor the web, why they're trying to demonize peaceful resistance, why the system is really trying to stage more terror attacks and stage more crises. But yes, liberty will win. The only question is, will it come sooner or later? How painful is this going to be?
I think it's going to be less painful than we think. I like what you have said many times in your show, Alex, about get to know your neighbors, get to know the people around you, develop horizontal relationships, because we so often get focused on our vertical relationships, right? Looking up at the people who are dominating us, looking down at the parasitical class that is feeding from us. The way to substitute hierarchical authority is with horizontal relationships. And the more that you get a hierarchical society, the more those horizontal relationships tend to be undermined and destroyed. We don't look out for each other as much anymore. Developing these horizontal relationships, if you have a firm community, if you have a good circle of people around you, you do not need to fear illness. You do not need to fear poverty. You do not need to fear isolation. So you don't need to run to a government. It is developing slave-on-slave love, which sounds like a great movie, but it's developing slave-on-slave love that will free us from the tyranny.
Well, exactly, but going to Walmart and buying useless crud is not fulfilling. Going with your neighbor on a camping trip or bass fishing or to the coast is fulfilling. I mean, society is so unfulfilled, all the social studies and psychological studies show, and then people think, well, I need more crud, I need more garbage, I need, or some people I know who've never had big success, never met Hollywood stars, never met government people, never met scientists, you know, they imagine that they're unfulfilled because there's some floating island, Valhalla, that they haven't attained. As somebody who does know a lot of famous people and stuff, I can tell you, that is not going to fulfill you, folks. Having your own property, loving your neighbors, being involved, being able to control your own destiny, being given the responsibility to control your own destiny, that is going to make you fulfilled and strong to a point. I'm so fulfilled, I'm so happy, I've got so many ideas, I'm so fulfilled, it's almost torture, Stefan, because I can't implement all the ideas burning in my mind.
Well, but I think that people can sense happiness, and I think that we want to be gateways through which people can see the freedom, peace, and happiness of the future. We kind of have to demonstrate how a free society looks like in our own personhood, in our own interactions, and then people, I think, will get that desire for it, because a lot of people aren't open to reason, but they are open to an example, and I think people learn empirically that way, and I think that's how we communicate most.
I agree. That's why the COINTELPRO and government operatives try to tear down anybody who's positive and talks about how we can win together. They want all this infighting and dissension and negativity, when really we have incredible power when we use it, and the parasites know that.
Yes, and we, of course, outnumber them vastly, and we really, all we have to fundamentally do is say no to free them from this 10,000-year-old ridiculous pyramid that we should have outgrown when we threw out leeches for dealing with illness.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I think back to the vampire analogy. Vampires have to have helpers. Count Dracula has Renfield, and that's what the welfare class is. They are this quasi-undead, self-propelled stomachs eating at McDonald's, and I'm not saying I'm perfect either, folks. The point is, I can recognize it. I can recognize what's wrong in me and what's good in me. And we've got to reach out to the Renfields and try to somehow, you know, get them to realize the trance they're in. Stefan, stay there. I want to come back, take some phone calls with you, and obviously we're going to have you back in the near future as well, and we'll give out your website.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Free Domain Radio is Stefan Molyneux's website. And this is the end of this current age of tyranny. The globalists believe it's the birth of an even more intense technocratic technocracy, in the words of Zbigniew Brzezinski, Newt Gingrich, David Rockefeller, and many others. So we'd better hope that everybody out there gets involved in this fight. It doesn't mean we're all going to totally agree with each other, but we know government's too big, the elites are out of control, we're having too much sucked off of us. It's time to stand up and say no. There's been a huge development on the Google censorship front, but I'm not going to get to it till our guest leaves us at about 45 after. Huge development. But I'm just going to say this. Google has backed down. I've never seen anything like this before. But again, it shows the power that you have out there, but I'll go over it coming up. Just amazing information. Now we got a bunch of callers, here for Stefan, and this only happens about once a year, but the phone system then shut down at Genesis. It's having a few problems, but five phone calls got through, but that'll be it because the system shut down. We've got our own phone system here. This happens maybe once a year, but hopefully these calls will work. If not, we'll give them our number here. Kevin in Canada, you're on the air with our guest, and you're welcome to talk about anything you want. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks so much for accepting my call. I'm a first-time caller. You've talked a lot about the economic state in the United States and what you see happening for the United States. You and Gerald Celente and many others have said you see a terror attack happening, you see the banks shutting down, and the American people being blamed for it. My question is, do you see a similar circumstance happening for Canada? For instance, do you see the banks shutting down? Do you see there being a terror attack? And if you do see this happening for Canada, do you see this happening this year or the next year?
Okay, well, an attack on England, an attack on France, an attack on Japan, it's used globally to take everybody's liberties. Even the governments that aren't aligned with each other use 9/11 to crack down on their population. Stefan, you take that question.
Yeah, and that's a great question. There are several indicators in the Canadian economy that are even worse than the American economy. Our housing bubble is larger than the American housing bubble was when it burst. Per capita debt is huge in Canada. One of the major differences between Canada and the United States, of course, is that Canada, relative to the U.S., has almost no military industrial complex. One of the huge challenges of dismantling a sort of violent empire, an imperialistic empire, which America is to a large degree and Canada is almost not, is that you have all of these troops, you have all of this weaponry, you have all of these people who've been trained to take orders and to point their guns at people that some guy in a green hat tells them to. So dismantling that is huge. One of the reasons that England, I believe, developed such socialist leanings after the Second World War, I mean, what a crazy tragedy to spend your youth and your blood fighting National Socialism and then to impose socialism at the end of the Second World War. Well, the problem is that you have an enormous number of people who are not very fit to work in the free market. They have been working for the government either directly or indirectly. They have been receiving...
Now, it's created a bunch of lazy, dumbed-down people who think it's a moral responsibility to be intellectually lazy. What do you call that phenomenon, Stefan, where people actually revel in being slobs, revel in not caring about life? They're only alive one time, and they think anybody that talks about how magic life is a joke.
Yeah, I mean, I think that to me that was most of my peers in graduate school. I don't know what to call it technically. So Canada's not going to have to worry about dismantling the empire. The U.S. is going to have to worry about dismantling the empire and what to do with the hundreds of thousands of mentally scarred troops who have substance abuse problems. These people got to go somewhere, and they're going to come home, and they're going to be a huge problem to manage.
Absolutely. Canada, let's go to another caller. I mean, I basically agree with what Stefan was saying there, Kevin. Good question. Catherine in New York, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, welcome.
Oh, thank God you can hear me. Okay, I'm going to try like really hard to contain my excitement because I'm just so glad that you guys are talking about stuff that I've been saying like pretty much my whole entire life. And I guess my question or my dilemma actually, because, you know, again, you guys were just saying it about, Stefan just mentioned about horizontal relationships. I mean, again, like that's pretty much where I feel pretty trapped, I guess you could say, is because, like I didn't grow up in a family. Like I literally felt, you know, I've known this stuff my whole life, and that my own family basically was like, they kind of like, you know, really pinned against one another. And all I've tried to do is...
Well, we've been trained by the social engineers, men against women, women against men, black against white, Catholic against, you know, Protestant, Muslim against Jew, Jew against Muslim. And again, they use that to compartmentalize. Stay there, Catherine. We're going to come back and get Stefan's take on what you were saying. Then I've got the big Google news in our fight with those guys trying to censor us. We've got a victory on one front, not on the other front yet. Google search term, Google evil. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stefan Molyneux is our guest. Going to try to jam in a few more calls for him, but I got to get to all this other news, so please have your question or comment ready. Catherine, crystallizing, boiling down what you're saying or what your question or statement is. I mean, just elaborate briefly on what you were trying to say.
It's basically about the horizontal relationships. And I mean, in a nutshell, there isn't anyone to have a horizontal relationship with because, like, I feel like, you know, everybody's been so brainwashed to keep everyone else in line. And every time I try to wake them up, they're, like, injecting me verbally with something to put me back to sleep.
No, I know. A lot of times if you're nice to somebody under you, they'll subconsciously think you're weak and then try to dominate you. And I mean, I learned this growing up, not that I'm some perfect person. I mean, after somebody attacks me, then I become very vicious, very sneaky, very aggressive. But I was never envious of wealth and power and beauty. I always admired it. But so many of the, quote, underclass, they just hate anyone who has a penny more than them, and they hate and disdain those under them that have a penny less, and it's like their worth is some type of false template or hologram in their mind of kind of like baseball cards they've collected, instead of just being in awe of the magic of consciousness and the human experience on this incredible planet hurtling through deep space. But I hear what you're saying, Catherine. It's very, very frustrating. Humans are hierarchical at their base because we were meant to admire the strongest, the most loving, the most dynamic, those with the most charisma in our tribes, but we were in small enough groups that empowered the whole group to emulate the strong and to honor the pure. If you go back to really ancient societies, then as they became bigger, the parasite con artist class comes in, whether it's the Aztecs, the Babylonians, the ancient Visigoths. Every culture does the same thing. Stefan, what's your view on that?
Yeah, I agree. If people can't see you, you just have to get bigger. You have to get bigger and bigger until people can see you. I'm the kind of guy who I want to take on the biggest Goliath, because the greater the enemy, the greater the pride of victory, and we are going to win. But people can't see you over the shadow of Goliath. So you just have to put on your heels, make a podcast, make a blog, write a book, call into shows until people can see you. And then I think that they will join you. And I think we should all be proud of taking on the greatest and oldest tyranny in the face of the world, because there's going to be much honor when we win. And the fact that it looks sometimes hopeless, the fact that we look so small relative to the Goliath that we're fighting, just makes our courage all the greater. And I hope that helps.
Exactly. Here's a relationship example, and this has been well documented in psychological studies and just in common sense. Some of the easiest women, say you're 20 years old in college or working, some of the easiest women to pick up for a date are the most beautiful bombshells. And that's because most people are intimidated by them, A, but B, people are mean to good-looking people. I'm not super great-looking now because I'm like 30 pounds overweight and getting to be middle-aged, but when I was, 15, 20, 25, I was super good-looking, and I always wondered why. And as I got older, I understood it, why normally people that would see themselves as ugly hated me so much. It was because I was seen as archetypally good looking. And but the same thing is for, why do you see so many guys who aren't really super handsome with beautiful women? Well, they've got a good personality. They've got other things that are beautiful. And they also learn the secret that the better looking the woman, the easier they are to pick up for a date. Stefan, do you see where I'm going with this? That none of it, we're not confident in ourselves.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that we're looking at history, not at the future. We need to shoot. It's like a grappling hook. You see in those spy movies, they shoot this grappling hook up to the top of the parapet and then they pull themselves up. We don't need to look back at everything that's been lost. We don't need to look back at all the disasters that have occurred. We don't even look into the near future where this transition is going to occur. We need to shoot our hopes like a huge grappling hook and climb up to a future that may be a generation away, but we can still get there. If you focus on the immediate, you will lose heart, because they have the aircraft carriers, they have the nuclear weapons, they have the prisons, they have the currency. But if you shoot your hopes over the present into the future, that gives you propulsion, and that allows you to spread hope to others.
Yeah, we've got to lead. We've got to lead, and the Pentagon admits now 90% of their operations are info war. There is a war on for your mind. They know that if they can't dominate your mind, they've lost. It doesn't matter what weapon systems they have.
The state is an effect of a delusion called the inconsequence of the citizens. And as soon as we drop that loss of confidence, as soon as we drop that inconsequentiality, the state shrinks to nothing in our minds.
Stefan, do you agree with me, and I foresaw this almost 5 weeks ago, that the TSA is bigger than just saying no to them dominating us and putting their hands down their pants? The social engineers know this is about the next level of tyranny being searched in our homes, our roads, the shopping malls, our offices. And they know that our resistance to this is a symbol of us getting our will back and our strength and standing up to them. And that if we stand up to them on this and have victory, we'll stand up on everything and have victory. And that's why they're so scared.
Everything that the state does, every expansion of state power, is a trial balloon. And if we shoot it down, they withdraw and they go someplace else. And so, I think that recognizing that the TSA, it was inevitable that they were going to end up groping people and body scanning, because that's what the government does. They take a reasonable idea like security and turn it into a tyranny every single time. So Yeah, every expansion of state power is a trial balloon to see what people will accept.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Sean in Ohio. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
Worldwide transmission. What's on your mind?
The Google thing. Which part were you going to say they let down? The news search?
I'm going to get to it after Stefan is gone. If you want me to put you on hold, I'll come back to you when I get to it. But I've got to spend some time on this to explain it, or people will misunderstand it if I don't, you know, communicate it, maybe because I'm not a good communicator. But the point is that I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. Do you have any questions for our guest?
Put me back on hold. Go ahead.
All right, I'll do it. I'll put you on hold. Michael in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, Alex, by the way, I've been trying to get in touch with you. I'm a writer, and I want to volunteer. I don't want a job. Like weeks ago, you said you needed more writers for the, and I don't want you to pay me. I want to volunteer, so get
well,
in touch.
Well, we have a lot of folks that get their columns posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so send in some sample pieces to writers@Infowars.com.
Yeah, I don't even want my name on it. I just want to help, so...
Well, it'll be fine if you want your name on it, or if you send us good stuff, you can have a link at the bottom to your website. That we like to promote other Liberty people. So anybody that wants us to post their columns, if it's online with basically the Liberty movement exposing the globalist, and if I read over it, it looks like it's well researched and factual, we'll start carrying your work. But anything for our guest?
Yes, psychologically, I think that we're going to win, especially on the what I think is the most important issue, which is the Federal Reserve. The war chest that the globalists create for themselves with this Ponzi scheme that is our money system, is if we attack that, everything else will crumble. But the problem that I have, Alex and Stefan, and see if you can address this, when that issue is won, I think there is going to be a financial collapse in this country. And I think that inevitably the people who looked at us as the conspiracy theorists and the Ron Paul supporters, they're going to say, hey, wait a second, you were the guy that pushed for the collapse of the end of the Fed, and now look what happened.
Well, sir, I've been saying that for years. No. They did that during the Great Depression. The bankers suck you dry. They vertically integrate the money. When it implodes, they allow opposition to come in and blame it on them. They're already blaming Rand Paul, who's never been in office, for the depression that's coming, saying he caused it because he wants to audit the Fed. Great points. Appreciate the call. Stefan, comments.
Well, yeah, look, it's entirely right that the power to print your own money, the power to type whatever you want into your own bank account, is not something that people are going to give up lightly. You can't have war and oppression without fiat currency, fundamentally, or at least it's very, very, very limited in what can be achieved. So it is absolutely essential that currency be privatized and that there's competing currencies and that violence is not used. It is as simple, and to make the case against the Fed, it's as simple as making the universal moral statement that counterfeiting is immoral. And it doesn't matter whether you're a guy in a suit in a big office or you're a guy in a basement in his underwear. It is immoral to counterfeit money. And government is as subject to virtue and vice and good and evil as anybody else.
Because counterfeit destroys what people really saved, and it gives unfair trade advantage to the insiders.
Yeah, and it's a terrible tax on the poor. It's the most brutal tax on the poor. Inflation, anybody who's on a fixed income, anybody who's spending a large proportion of their income on the essentials gets completely destroyed by inflation.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. Rushing through calls here. We'll have you back soon. Look forward to it. Let's go to Matt in the UK. You're on with Stefan Molyneux. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex, and good afternoon, and good afternoon, Stefan. My first point is, from a British point of view, is when you mention about the fat slobs in the UK, by the way, get your facts right, and the first point of view is not everyone's a fat slob in the UK. Is basically, when Alex mentioned about death squads.
Well, not everybody's a fat slob in the US, but I am. No, I'm not saying everybody's a fat slob in the UK.
You are, Alex, not at all. You're not at all. What I'm saying is, Alex was mentioning, and I need to let that myself, is... In the UK, there's people that are hard working like myself and energy working and things like that, and we keep the UK going. Basically, my point is basically, I know that New World Order are going to cripple this country and the bankers get absolute trillions and millions of pounds, which they are doing now when the Bailing Island doubt is. Look, we're living in a territory, even in the UK, the US doesn't know this, and we've got... secret police in this country.
Oh, you do?
I want Alex's take on that. What he thinks of that?
Well, I mean, look, if you look at the UK, the US, Europe, Australia. It's the exact same system. It's a corporate form of governance, and I appreciate your call, Matt. I'm out of time with Bill, Rashid, Eric, and others, so I've got to get to the other news. But that final question from Matt in the UK, what's your view on that? Stefan.
Well, I do think that the UK is going to go through the same kind of fiscal crunch as everyone else. I completely appreciate and agree with you. There have to be hardworking people in the UK who are producing goods and services that people want, in the same way that you have to have livestock on a farm, otherwise it's not a farm. So the fact that you have a ruling class means that you have productive and energetic and creative people. All we have to do is pry them off your necks and let you flourish, and the world can become a much better place.
Absolutely. Well, great work you're doing, and just really appreciate the great YouTube videos that you're putting out. And I look forward to having you via video Skype with a better audio connection coming up in the near future. Hope to talk to you soon, Stefan.
Thanks so much. Maybe next time I'll just sit on your lap. We'll share a mic, and I'm sure that will be the way.
Hey, no, it was great. It's just your info's key, and I look forward to having you back on soon. God bless, and take care of yourself.
There he goes.
Thank you, sir. There goes Stefan Molyneux. Great having him on the broadcast with us today. Okay, and the next time we have him on, we'll play some of his YouTube videos here as well. Very, very informative and thought-provoking information. Okay, I've got some other congressional news and some economy news I want to get to, and also maybe get to a few of these calls that are still holding. Sean in Ohio had a question about Google. Google, the parent company of YouTube, in the last 2 weeks banned Prison Planet news stories from showing up in Google news feeds. They delisted us. And nothing changed in our servers. Nothing changed in how we send them out. They just delisted us and gave us no notice. And a lot of that's because of the TSA, obviously, and we're leading the fight on that front. And Bob Barr is now investigating TSA and Homeland Security, investigating myself and Matt Drudge. That's the effect we're having here, ladies and gentlemen, because of you spreading the word. I mean, we're all doing this together. I want to continue to point that out. It is your actions that are having this effect. Then separately, we were given a community guidelines violation by YouTube, a subsidiary of Google, a few weeks ago, banning our video, Collateral Murder, that showed a short clip of the Apache helicopter killing some journalists. YouTube's official channel had the video. Russia Today, Associated Press, CBS News. I've already talked about all this. Just recapping for new listeners. And so we went into the community violation because if we got more of them, the site would be shut down. That one site with 75-plus million views on it. And accelerating, growing faster and faster, 230-plus million views conservatively in the last 2 years on the other channels combined, just on YouTube, one platform we're using. That's a small part of what we do, but not inconsequential. And that's where we reach the average yuppies and young people and you know, folks that are kind of sucked into the Borg hive mind. We got a notice, and we went and counterclaimed and said, this video is everywhere. In its entirety, this does not violate your community standards, or you'll have to take down the Associated Press's channel. And they responded and said, you are not allowed to challenge us. We reviewed it. YouTube is who took your thing down. And now we're going to freeze your account for 2 weeks. We may even suspend it. And that went to our direct YouTube account. It's directly from them. Now, we put an article out about this yesterday. And we got this new message in this morning. And it is deceptive as well, but they backed off. Hi there. Listen to this. Hi there. We recently sent you a notice that we removed the following content as a terms of service violation. And they show our Collateral Murder video. Upon additional review, we have reinstated the material and removed any penalties that have been applied to your account. In the future, if you feel that your video does not violate our community guidelines or terms of use and was removed without just cause, you can appeal the strike on your account. To do so, please visit the following Help Center page. Excuse me? We published your original email saying your counterclaim has been rejected and you filed a false counterclaim and we're going to shut your channel down. So they put the video back up. See, because we got this a day and a half ago. And normally in a few hours after the notice, because as soon as you go into your account, it tells you, we're shutting your account down, and then it gets shut down when you visit the site. It didn't happen. That's like Obama deception getting removed. And it said removed by user. We didn't remove it. It had like 5 million views at the time. It has like 8 million on that one channel alone. Or is it 9 million? It's about to be 9 million. Guys, go to YouTube and type in the Obama deception, please. Or just type in the name Obama. It's one of the first links. I forget how many it's got. I want to be technical here. I want to be exact. And that's just one version. Over 30 million on YouTube alone and Google views on that one video. And they erased it, and then we made a big protest, and they just put it back up. And they said that couldn't be done. So they're playing all sorts of games with us. And this is a psychological warfare tactic. Keep messing with us. Keep taking stuff down. Keep until you get tired of hearing about it and don't respond and protest them, and then they win. So that's all that's happening here. But we're going to update our articles about this with the Google and YouTube censorship that we've put out, because this is a big victory. And it's because of you going absolutely ape. Great job.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The Obama deception, one version has 7,943,728, so right at 8 million. And they've done everything they can to take that down, but we go to their own rules and defeat them every time. And I don't get upset every time we get jacked with or harassed or the FBI visits. I understand it. I mean, we're effective. I mean, you get in a fight and you get your nose broken. I mean, that's what happens. But I'm fighting. I'm not rolling over for these hyenas to chew my guts out. Okay? If they're going to take down our society, I'm going to go kicking and screaming. Now, we've got the article at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com dealing with the Drudge Report. Watchdog probes DHS spying on Drudge Report over TSA revolt. Look, I stood up, Matt Drudge stood up, we were focal points for all of you who are angry, and now the report by Bob Barr is they're having to look into Homeland Security spying on us. People better get angry about this. This is the new National Secret Police. So Google the term spying on Drudge. Let's make it number one. It should be number one in the next hour. Type it in over and over again. Spying on Drudge. PrisonPlanet.com censored. Google's still censoring us out of Google News. PrisonPlanet.com censored. Let's let them know we're not rolling over, no matter how many times they try it. And also Google evil. That's another search term. And we're testing it out today. It was down for today. Google Trends. Have they done something new? Will we be able to send it to number one? Or have they changed the matrix? And we'll have to figure out another way around it. We will continue to track all of this. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Ohio. Sean, you had a question concerning all of this. Did I answer your question?
No, I got something I want to add to that. You can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if you go to the news section on Google now, you can actually search for PrisonPlanet.com, and it brings up PrisonPlanet.com, but I'm searching for spying on Matt Drudge, PrisonPlanet.com, and that's not bringing up anything. So they're trying to do workarounds, it seems like, and make it look like, and I think you understand how people are already confused as to what they're actually doing.
No, that's not true. It's not true. I mean, guys, give me a video document cam shot on my big screen computer monitor here, and I will show people right now. I just type PrisonPlanet.com into Google News. That's the news. You type it in, click news, and it's Raw Story. It's Straight.com. It's TSA Gets Probed. Conclave. It's SilverSeek. Look, I'm not saying that other news sites don't mention us. Our stories, PrisonPlanet.com, is banned from the news feed. Do you understand me?
I type in PrisonPlanet.com without any spaces. Are you doing that? And it brings
yes.
up the website, but no news. For me, it's bringing up the website.
Sir, you're clicking web. Guys, give me a shot so I can show him right now here live on TV. Look. I'm on news right now, and none of these are PrisonPlanet.com. Before, they'd always be the top ones. When I click web, PrisonPlanet.com, it's the top link. Yes, we haven't been delisted completely from Google. We've been delisted from Google News. Boom. Watson's checked it in England. I've had Genesis in Minnesota check it. I've had folks in California check it. My dad's checked it. It's banned. I appreciate your call. I guess I'm not a good communicator. I mean, you know, it's like I put a video out saying Google sent us a letter saying they're shutting the site down for at least 2 weeks. No more uploads. People said the site's still there. I told you they sent me a letter. They didn't do it. They backed off. I've shown you the new letter. We're putting it on the site. And I'm telling you, you can't search it. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Got some big guests coming up the next few days. Maybe do some overdrive. And, of course, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with a live Sunday transmission. Great job of the crew. I covered a lot of key intel in the first hour. It starts restreaming at InfoWars.com right now. Don't forget the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.